Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Phil's kind of having a starting pitching issue now, which is a little concerning, for sure. I also want to get to this interview after the tennis match yesterday. Al conducted an interview first. First, they were going to interview me. I'm like, no. You interview the runner-up first, and then the champ comes in sec. Now, I'm not saying I'm overall champ in this competition. I'm not yet, but I was certainly champ yesterday. And by the way, I'm going to have a message to Fritz in a moment on our show, but let's first listen to the interviews that were conducted by Al.
Do you think if you had to do it over again, you'd, like, prepare more?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
Embarrassment level 1 to 10.
10. But story of my life, half-assed Jack.
Well, at least it was honest, folks, and for you guys that bet on him, sorry.
Right,
now we'll go to the winner, Joe DeCamera. Joe, I gotta admit, a lot of people were surprised. You had some game to your tennis here. You had some topspin, and I gotta ask you, the ace to win, was that in your back pocket all along?
Yeah, I only went, I think, for one or two hard earlier. Felt like I could have done it earlier, didn't want to. Wanted to maximize getting the ball in, so it was more of a conservative game. I want to thank Jack and congratulate Jack for being a part of this. I want to thank everyone here. This is really a great crowd, guys.
Woo-hoo!
I appreciate you, all WIP listeners. And I also want to, early here, before you ask any more questions, apologize again for cursing. I try not to do that. I'm very competitive, and I'm sorry, especially if you have kids out there.
Okay, and now one other question here.
The level
of competition, did you find a weakness that you could kind of work on during the game?
His entire game.
Were you expecting more?
No, I was actually expecting less. I thought Jack did a lot better than I expected. I couldn't tell if he was being coy on air or not. And frankly, I think he was. Obviously, Jack can play tennis. That's very clear. But look, I'm happy that he played well, so we gave people a bit of a show. And, 2-1 and on the competition floor.
All right.
When you go, I'd like to thank Jack for being here and being a part of this.
You are unbelievable. So
I love how, like, you seriously took the interview.
I could be a future politician. You guys doubt that, but, like, people doubted my ability
to
win this competition.
We doubt the president part. You could absolutely be a politician.
All right, so I got a message to Jack.
Oh, boy.
James, I want you to have our people talk to their people.
I'm going
to
text them right now.
So that maybe they air this audio on the show. I have 8 words to say. Oh, no. Do any of you have a guess of the 8 words?
No.
My 8-word message to Jack Fritz.
To
Bo Bond himself.
8 words.
I'm
that
not
really
making a
does
guess.
Make it tough. It,
I'm not making a guess.
So many choices with these 8 words.
Because I want mommy and daddy and the oaf to hear these 8 words on their show today. If they choose to play them. James, any guess of the 8 words?
No, I don't have a guess.
Really?
No, I don't.
I could maybe get a few of the words here or there, but...
Here are my eight words, and this is my message
to
Fritz.
Don't you try harder? Why in the world don't you try harder?
Okay. These are my eight words. Jack, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wow. I'm giving you a chance now to get out of all this. Just bend
the knee.
Then it's over.
It's over.
But he won't have the shame of losing in front of people anymore. Mm. He'll just cry uncle and opt out. Jack, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Ball's in your court.
Oh, man. I'm going to guess he doesn't bend the knee.
Yes.
He won't.
He won't, but I'm just saying.
He wanted to quit yesterday.
He may want to quit more often, but he probably won't. He has wanted to quit more often than not while doing these events. What if he takes this opportunity and says, hey, you know what?
I told you guys this whole time, I think I will win. And I'm not telling you for sure I will. I truly still think it could go either way. But my instincts the whole time, and you guys know, I thought part of the thing, and I said this 2-3 months ago, I thought Jack did not show proper respect to elders. I didn't. He's 31. I'm 47. I think he just assumed, he's young guy, I'm old guy. Okay. It's like when Karl Malone got that MVP over Jordan. Okay. I'll see you in the finals. To the phones.
Credit where due.
Thank you. Corey in Pottstown. Hi, Corey.
What's going on, Joe? Joe Connors against Jack Krinstein in the 1991 U.S. Open. Dominated the old guy, dominated the young guy. That's what that looked like out there yesterday.
Well, I was definitely trying to channel Connors. What he did at the U.S. Open in the early 90s was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, ever in sports. When he got to the semifinals before losing a courier, and he and McEnroe, but Connors especially, more my inspiration for sure.
Great job out there, Joe.
Thank you.
Every now and then, Joe, I know this is not good for our society, but every now and then you got to throw an F-bomb out there, bro. So don't worry about that. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just there were a couple kids there, so I felt bad about it. But I knew. I will say this: I knew it was a righteous complaint, and I'm trying not to overemphasize that on the air because I appreciate that these guys who are WIP listeners lent their time. But it was like, guys, I mean, come on, you're killing us here. Like, you just got to make a call. I mean, Ruben, could you imagine if you were batting, pitcher, batter, catcher in baseball? Could you imagine a scenario where the ump just doesn't make a call?
I think they were just. I said this to somebody. I think on the sideline. I think you're talking about some guys on the sideline. It was nice for them to be there, but I think that they were just soft spoken folks.
Yeah.
I think that's who they were. It wasn't like, and I probably felt a little uncomfortable saying "out," screaming it.
I agree.
When you have the crowd out there, they sometimes will distract and people get excited. They say things, and that's understandable. But the people on the sidelines, cool that they were there. They just have to make sure that they were be a little bit more respectful.
And let me say this, because we're talking about it again and sort of bringing it back into focus. When I say again, we talked about it afterwards yesterday off the air. Corey, I apologized to those guys directly like at least 4 times. I felt really bad.
When they're probably used to doing a tennis match where literally no one's talking,
right?
So they can say out. And it'll be heard we told them to get louder and they didn't, which,
But again,
I think they're probably used to a different environment, if I had to guess.
But most people after
one time would start yelling.
Some people just don't have that personality.
I'll give you one of them. I mean, we know. We've asked her so many times.
She's not a yeller.
And if you remember from Goodwill Hunting, from Dead Poets Society, there's that scene where Robin Williams wants the kid to give a yelp.
Oh, yeah.
Give a yelp. Like, get it out! And, like, these guys just can't get it out! Which was ironic because Fritz was getting it out! With Aaron, returns.
You got what I just did there.
All right. And by the way, not so much of an unforced error because I threw a lot of topspin there and he didn't know how to handle it. Corey, who or what are you looking forward to tonight? With the Eagles game.
I know for a fact I'm the only person that's looking at this because of the players we lost last year.
I am going to be looking at who's going to step up to be those special teams guys, because as much as we are always looking at offense and defense, special teams helps your team out also. And I need to know who's going to be those guys that can run down and make tackles on punts and how good their kickoff return team is going to be. So that's something I'm going to be looking at tonight.
Sure. Yep. All right, Corey, who or what are you surprised at? A lot of people surprised at my performance here in this competition. Give me an answer.
I am very surprised. He surprised me. He surprised the entire city of West Philadelphia. And he surprised the world when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
It was surprising.
That's a huge
that
one.
That's crazy.
That was bonkers. It was
it was insane.
It was,
at first, I thought it was a joke. Right?
Well, if you remember, it was that Japanese group that had the video that went viral initially because ABC in America, you know, bleeped it out and took out like 20 seconds. And then you started seeing stuff go around social media.
Oh,
because,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because there was a Japan TV station that it got out through. And so everyone in America, I think it was Japan, somewhere in the Far East.
Right. It was, Joe, it was Japan.
Yeah, and so everyone in America starts looking at this Japanese feed of like this Chris Rock, Will Smith thing. And then word starts getting out over 5, 10, 15 minutes like, oh, this is real.
Yep.
And by the way, like not a joke, because then you realize when you saw it, oh, you know what kind of convinces you it's real? ABC didn't show it. So, like, I guess it is real.
They bleeped all that stuff out, or they blanked it out. They did that, like, silence thing.
That was one of those ones I woke up to and didn't know till I got here.
Yeah.
And Angelo was so happy. He goes, wait a minute. I know something you don't. And I'm like, you know, I was even get a half hour earlier than me. And I went, that's not real.
Yeah. Ray, we did the whole show, and you guys may have as well.
Same
thing. All 4 hours on that incident.
Oh, and it was
one of those things in life.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, there's the show today.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. Yeah.
We will be talking about that for a long time. And that's not going away.
And it'll be interesting in about 8 years if he goes back. It was a 10-year ban.
Yeah, it's a 10-year ban.
Yeah. And the other irony, I don't know if people remember this, like 2 hours later, he won Best Actor.
And gave like a 5-minute speech. Yeah.
Which he was very emotionally affected because of what had gone on.
You could tell. You could tell.
You don't think it was awkward?
Yes. You know what's nice? Denzel got involved to try to just
calm him down. Yeah. And Denzel was
there's only so much you can do. A guy's in that headspace. He was so emotional, obviously. You could see it when he gave the speech. But I've always admired Denzel, and that I thought was a form of leadership from Denzel.
I'll say.
Especially as one of the older guys. I mean, not like old, but he was about, you know,
elder statesman.
Yeah. Denzel's sort of taken over in real life, like I would expect his character.
Denzel's the man. Denzel is
just the man.
Totally the guy. Well, a real good morning to you on a beautiful Thursday morning, 94 WIP. Eagles game tonight. It's so good. Let me say it again. Eagles game tonight. And then there's Fritz, who this song really speaks to.
Jack Fritz here.
Can't get no relief. And he's got to be thinking, there must be some way out of here. And yet, there is. And I've offered that to him. It's called Bending the Knee. All Fritz has to do is during one of our shows prior to competition 4 or 5, walk in the studio. I know he's not normally here from 6 to 10 a.m., but if he walks in the studio and literally bends the knee in front of me, I'll let him out all this.
So he literally has to bend the knee. He can't just say, I bend the knee. He has to actually come in and get on the ground.
In this case.
We have seen him get to his knees in this competition already.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
I don't expect, after having bent a knee already in the competition.
Both.
Yeah, bending both. I don't expect him to do that. It does feel like he probably feels really good. I think Jack has felt really good throughout the competition, as evidenced by the fact that he delusionally did not prepare at all.
I think he's worried, John. And I think Spike and Ike are worried. I think they now know they really could.
The fact that we are like questioning whether he might lose to you in a race, like they better be worried, John.
Dude,
because this is now anyone's game or match or, you know, group of competitive athletic competitions. Like, it really is up in the air. I expect that he might beat you in a race. I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Spike Jack said he would go and, like, shag basketballs for him, like, rebound for him. He said, I will do whatever it takes. Like, just go do it. Like, that's how desperate Spike
basketball.
Is. Spike's just going to stand there and that's how much he wants him to practice.
Ruben, you see my tweet after the yesterday's competition?
I did not.
I put out one tweet.
What did you say? One digit tweet?
I put out the number two.
You were doing that all epic thing. It was cracking
as soon as you won, he's got the two fingers in the air.
Yeah, two fingers in the air. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I did see that.
I had a tweet just.
Maybe I did see that.
Two.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the road to three. Hey, let's listen to one more thing in the afternoon show. Then I want to get to Elliot to preview tonight's game and talk about the tennis. So Spike laid out yesterday in the afternoon show the implications for Jack moving forward. Here's what Mommy said.
If you lose this thing, the overall thing to DeCamera, it will be who you are for the rest of your career here.
Wow.
Is the guy that lost to DeCamera. And we won't be able to.
Does have a point.
We could have 1,000 standing ovations. We could have 1,000 High Hopes podcasts. It will not matter.
All right. Let's talk to Elliot Shure Park.
The stakes are pretty high there, huh?
He's good.
He's got a point.
He's good friends with everyone involved
for the rest of your career.
Elliot, it's a game day, but believe it or not, a freaking tennis match is taking center court today. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning. Let me tell you, if Jack walks into that studio and bends a knee to you, I legitimately think Spike and Ike will kick him off the show. So I think the chances of that happening are pretty slim.
I agree with you. What'd you make of yesterday? Thanks for being there. What'd you make of it?
Yeah, you played awesome. Like, you were legitimately very good at tennis. Going into that, I didn't think there would be a lot of volleys, but there were probably five or six shots where I thought, all right, that's a point for Jack, and you got it back. So you clearly prepared, and you're very good at tennis, like legitimately. So you prepared, you were ready, and I mean, Jack's playing with fire right now, like no doubt about it. I've said throughout this, I thought Jack was going to win. I still think Jack is going to win, but now it's starting to feel a little bit like last year when we kept saying, well, the Phillies are going to hit against the Mets, but they just never did. Maybe we're just being delusional here.
Have you found doubt now, Elliot, that Jack can win the things that once I thought he was assured of winning? Like now I am questioning whether he can race, whether Jack can actually beat Joe in a race, because I've seen Jack crumble repeatedly in other events. Like, who's to say that if Joe comes out of the blocks quickly, Jack doesn't just give up?
Yeah, and I think, Elliot, the thing I think rattling through a lot of people in the Delaware Valley's mind is, does he need to go see the Wizard of Oz more for heart or courage?
Both. Both. Dos ambos.
Like, yeah. Jack really doesn't know what he got himself into allowing you to do this for multiple weeks. But, no, I mean, with the running, like, so I wasn't at baseball. I've heard reports you were pretty slow running from home to first. So I kind of think you should just not run and just get ready for basketball. But basketball feels a little more up in there than it used to. I mean, I don't know how anyone cannot acknowledge that. Like, clearly you are playing better than people thought, and we have to accept it's a much closer competition than a lot of people thought. Besides you and Rhea, honestly, everyone thought Jack would smoke this, and he's clearly not.
So I thought Jack's size would be an advantage also in some of these events. I don't think it's an advantage in the race now. I do think it could be an advantage for basketball, but we've got the word, Elliot, that Jack doesn't fancy himself a five or even a four or even like a guy who can play in the post. So what might have been an advantage for him in the basketball against Joe, you know, getting physical with it, it sounds like that isn't how Jack perceives himself. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so that was concerning when he said he's not a post player, because that feels like that should be his whole strategy.
Yeah, make yourself
Joe.
A post player, then. Right, like, that's how you can win.
Now, I will say, though, after Jack lost golf, like, the entire station in Delaware Valley questioned his, I forget what it was there, like, his mental toughness, right?
Well, whether he was a man, frankly.
Right, exactly. It feels like whenever Jack loses, we question his personality. Whenever you lose, it's like, all right, well, let's just move on to the next one. So,
yeah, because he's supposed to lose every one.
I know.
He's 47. Jack's 31. Joe is supposed to lose these things miserably, yet somehow Jack shows up unprepared to the point where he really struggles.
We'll see, my man. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the thing, too, is we have to acknowledge Joe is a better athlete than we thought. Like, when an underdog beats a better team, it's not like, oh, the better team just had a bad series. Yeah. Sometimes that underdog was better than people thought. Like, and Joe is a better athlete than
anyone. Well, he's definitely surprising Jack. That's the theme. That every single event, Joe is saying, what? Great job. Yeah. I didn't expect him to be that good.
I appreciate it.
Well, get it through your head that he's going to be good moving forward, and you have to actually compete, Jack.
All right, Elliot, let's talk some Eagles football. Who would have freaking thunk Eagles take a backseat on a game day? But it is a preseason game day, so it's not, you know, the for real. We'll broaden it out to all the position groups as we move forward here, but just give me off the top of your head the number one player that you think we'll see tonight, that you're excited to see what he's got.
Yeah, so for me, that's Jahyd Campbell. And it's not so much for me, because I've got to watch him in practice. If he plays tonight, and I expect he probably will. Now, he has, like, I do wonder with the shoulder if they want to put him in full action, but I'm excited for everybody else to see him. Like, I've gotten to see him, but he, in person, the way he moves, I think tonight in the game, you'll see, like, just how good he can be this year. His sideline-to-sideline speed, he's done a really good job, I thought, like, I think so far in practice of reading runs, which is really impressive for a young linebacker. He's often right at the ball when they're running it. So I'm just excited for all Eagles fans to see him tonight because obviously with practice being closed. So he would be number one for me. And then you could go to, again, I'm sure we'll talk about him, but like the cornerback position, who plays there? How long do people play? Who's playing into the second half? Like things like that with preseason games. For me, it's about how they play, but it's also about when they play and how far into the game they play.
We have, Jahad Campbell. I'm really excited to see him off the ball and potentially how much they put him on the edge, even though it's, you know, the very first preseason game, and I doubt that'll be very often. But a guy like Smile Mondon, we have not talked about him at all, Elliot, but he's had a really impressive camp, and he's going to play a ton. I expect that Eagles fans are going to like what they see from Smile Mondon. What have you seen from him during camp thus far?
Yeah, I think the Eagles have four linebackers that you could legitimately be excited about them starting. And obviously they won't start four, but Smile Mondon has worked his way into the conversation of a guy that, just from watching him at camp, most years I would probably go, he's the best linebacker they have on the roster.
Wow.
He had a snap in the last practice where he was matched up with Saquon Barkley one-on-one in the red zone. The ball was snapped. I could tell Jalen wanted to go to Saquon. I think pre-snap he saw that matchup and said, all right, this is what I'm going to take advantage of. And he double-clutched it. Like he went to throw it, and then he was covered, so he pulled back. Saquon ran across the back of the end zone, and Smile Mondon Jr. was right there with him the entire time. And that's not easy to do. Like that shows off the athleticism. It shows off just his technique is already in a pretty good place. So he's been really impressive, but maybe we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, the dude played a ton of big time football at Georgia. His football IQ was talked about a lot coming out of Georgia into the NFL. So yeah, he seems awesome so far.
So the other guys who are coming off the edge, who, for your money, who do you think will have success tonight? We know there's Azeez Ojulari, there's Uche, there's Okoronkwo, there's O'Shawn Mathis, who has had a really exciting camp. We've got a lot of edge guys. We only have two that have been sort of confirmed by Vic Fangio in Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. Who do you think shows up tonight against the Bengals?
Yeah, so I would think it would be a humbling experience for Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari tonight. Because my guess is a few years ago when Ojulari was, you know, a first-round pick and Josh Uche had, I think it was like 19 sacks or whatever he had that one year, my guess is they didn't think they'd be playing in the first preseason game a few years later trying to win a roster job. And, I mean, that's where they are, though. Now, through the first few weeks of camp or 2 weeks, whatever it's been, Josh Uche has been the better player. Like, Josh Uche has gotten to Jalen Hurts a few times. He knocked the ball out of his hand one time. So he's actually making plays. Azeez Ojulari has been almost invisible through the first 2 weeks of camp. Mm. He had one day where I thought he had one or two nice snaps, but I'm really interested in seeing him tonight in this game where he is playing, you know, maybe not for a job because they gave him $3 million and I think they'll keep him, but he is playing for like an ability to maybe, you know, play actually in week one. Like I think he'll make it through the 53, but he's not been good so far. But the other one you didn't mention that I would keep an eye on is Pal Ryland, the rookie they drafted in the sixth round out of Virginia Tech. I thought he would be a make the roster no matter what guy, but he's also been invisible. So I do think tonight's big for him, and if he doesn't have good preseason games, then maybe they might think they can get him through waivers and back on the practice squad.
Elliot,
so big night for him as well.
Elliot Sherparks with us here on an Eagles game day, believe it or not. First game is tonight. Preseason, first time, of course, in Super Bowl 59. Elliot, for all of us, but particularly for those that are going to be headed to the game tonight, driving down at some point, you know, 5, 6 o'clock hour, when do we find out who's going to play and who's not going to play? When does that news typically come out on a preseason game day?
Normally, it's about like an hour or so before the game, I would say. The players will come out. It wouldn't surprise me if the players that are not going to play are still in uniform and warmed up, like out on the field. Nick does like sometimes have them go through that game day experience and just, you know, getting ready, warming up out on the field. But, you know, I don't think you'll see many starters on the offensive side of the ball. It's the defensive side where I think you could see some newsworthy
for
players.
Sure.
So, yeah, but I would guess an hour before.
So, Elliot, let's do two quarterback questions. Question number one is, If Sirianni was going to play Hurts in one of the preseason games, do you think it would be more likely to be tonight or next week?
I think it would definitely be tonight. They're going to practice against the Browns twice next week. They really value those joint practices. They treat them as essentially the preseason games that he plays in. Unfortunate for fans because obviously they don't get to watch that. But I think if there was any shot of Jalen Hurts hitting the field in a preseason game, it would be tonight and not next week.
But it's unlikely, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yep.
They should not play him.
I agree.
Clear,
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the backup quarterback, Elliott, who I think is pretty good, in Tanner McKay. So
yeah.
I don't think it was you I asked this to on the station last week. I think it was Ruben Frank. And if it was you, I'm sorry to have redundancy. I think Tanner McKay is going to be a starter in pro football in 2 years when his contract with the Eagles is up. You know, a starter somewhere. Do you think in 2 years, because, you know, he's the guy that's, like, when the Eagles have the ball on offense, he's going to be the most exciting guy to watch in the first quarter because, like, he's the quarterback. Do you think he will be a starter in pro football 2 years from now?
I think he absolutely can be. I mean, finding an opportunity can be tricky, being in the right place at the right time, but he has a lot of things going for him. And one thing he has going for him that I think is not talked about enough with him is guys really like him. Like, you know, he reminds me of Nick Foles physically, just like when you look at him and you watch him practice. But his personality is very Nick Folesian as well. Like, guys in that locker room, they really do like him. And I think that matters when you talk about a quarterback. So I think off the field, he has all the qualities you want in a quarterback. But then on it, he is super smart. Pre-snap, you can tell he knows where he wants to go. He throws a super accurate football. I do think the next step for him in being a starter would be just consistent accuracy. Like, he still misses some throws where, like, he should be making those, but then he'll make two or three throws of practice that really stand out. So, yeah, I think he has a ton of upside, and you can tell the Eagles think it because he's not really someone who you'd want as a backup on this team. They're a Super Bowl contending team. He has no playoff experience. He has very little regular season experience, and he plays nothing like Jalen Hurts does in a lot of ways. So just the fact they have him as the backup speaks to how highly they think of him.
Elliott, final thing. One of the more fun aspects of the preseason, every maybe about 3 years, is there's a player, and sometimes he makes the team and sometimes he does not, that becomes the fan favorite in the preseason. I mean, let's rattle off a couple. Rashid Bailey in 2015. Paul Turner.
The burner.
The burner, Paul Turner. Rashid Bailey. I remember Mickey Joseph in 92.
Henry Josie.
There was that running back that had a big acclaim with the Niners and the Dolphins. What's that guy's name?
Oh, yeah. Mostert. Yeah, Mostert was great in preseason.
Was, Bruce Perry 1 year.
Matthew Tucker running the ball.
So, you know the list. By the way, you know, it was one of these way back in the day. Vaughn Hebron made it as an undrafted free agent and, of course, went on to have a very solid
Corey Clement was one of them. Yeah.
And then quarterbacks, A.J. Feely was one of them. All right. Anybody, these are normally on offense, if you haven't noticed with that list. Is there anybody people should be aware of that could be, you know, that guy for the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, the name I would keep an eye on is Darius Cooper. Darius Cooper comes out of Tarleton State, a small college, but he put up huge numbers in college, and he has been exactly what training camp should be about in these first 2 weeks. He catches, feels like, almost everything thrown his way. He's gone from a guy that pre-camp I thought was maybe going to be one of the first players cut to he actually got like a few first-team reps earlier this week. Now, AJ's not practicing, Devontae's not practicing, but he has worked his way up. And I will say he doesn't have any like elite physical trait to me. Like Elijah Cooks has extreme size. Like Shonderrick Powell, the running back, has extreme speed. Darius Cooper doesn't have any of that, but what he has is he's clearly just very good at football. He gets open. Quarterbacks love to throw it to him, and I think he's working his way to not on the roster, but somebody that over the next few weeks in these preseason games fans could really fall in love with.
Yeah.
So that's the name I would keep an eye on.
Elliott, where is Tarleton State? And am I even saying that properly? Tarleton State?
I think it's Tarleton State, and to be honest, I'm not sure where it's at. So, it's a small school. Yeah.
And I'm just looking over the bare bones of his stats. Like,
Stephenville,
I don't see
Texas.
Any stats.
It's from Stephenville, Texas, apparently.
Wow. I look at That's his wild. Size, and it's kind of unusual. Like, here's a guy who's built, at least like the numbers, 5'11", 210, that feels almost Debo-like.
Well, I will tell you this, Elliott. Backup wide receivers, it's about as weak as I can ever remember the Eagles ever having. And it's basically the same as last year. It's just weak. Yeah. I mean, there's availability for that kind of guy you're describing to make it in that group.
Feels like we have three receivers that are on a pro, you know, pro elite level. Yeah. And then you got a bunch of guys who have so much to prove.
Let's put it this way. Most Eagles fans cannot name their fourth wide receiver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't name them.
Yeah, I can't.
Can't name him.
I don't know who it is.
Johnny Wilson. And
yeah, it was Johnny Wilson last year, I guess.
That
last
Smith
year,
guy. And probably
Aeneas Smith.
Yeah. And Johnny Wilson.
Yeah. But I would say, top of their head, most would not say that today. They
was a guy. Terrace?
He was a high pick. I think it's Terrace.
Terrace?
Yeah, no one knows that guy. Right. All right, Elliot. Good luck tonight, buddy.
Elliot knows him. Well, and yeah, Elliot said last year, I thought that he was a guy who was making plays.
All right, Elliot. We'll obviously talk to you tomorrow, man. Have fun. I'm expecting a grilling from you to Sirianni after the game of why the hell didn't you play Jalen Hurts? Let's see what he says.
Right.
Frame it that way. Why the hell didn't you play Jalen Hurts? And then see what happens.
I'll ask him about that and tennis, and we'll see what he cares more about. So we'll go into that.
Stay well, LA. Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks,
LA.
All right, man. Nice work. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Pop and Penn Salkin. Good morning, Pop.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up, Pop?
What's happening, man? Hold on.
Hey, my bad. No, I was taking you off speaker.
No worries.
Yo, listen, Hammer, first of all, congratulations on a tennis victory.
Thank you.
Listen, I've been trying to get on. I don't think you're going to win the running. I'll say that now. I don't think you're going to win the running, but yep. I've been pulling for you on this, and I've been pulling for you since he lost the golf because they were crying on the radio that morning. So
Since he
lost the golf, right? So if you play by these rules in basketball, you're going to win. There's a YouTube show called The Next Chapter, which is a one-on-one basketball league. They play by these rules. It's simply a one-on-one basketball league. Very impressive basketball, too, by the way. What is it? It's just possessions. There's no rebounding. There's no loose balls. It forces him to make buckets, and I don't think he can make buckets.
So I don't know if I love. Look, I don't know if I love what you're describing there. I'll say this, Pop. We have about seven. We have one decision to make in running. How long's the race? Right. We have about 7 to 10 significant decisions to make in basketball.
Massive.
Here's what they involve. Okay. Is it make it, take it, or not?
That's huge.
Is it taking it back? Hold on one second, Pop. Is it taking it back to the free throw line or the three point line?
Yeah.
Is there a shot clock?
Is it ones or twos and threes?
Right. Ones and twos or twos and threes.
Shot clock's a good one.
Shot clock. Because you can't have unlimited.
Dribbler,
you got to have some kind of shot. It's not 1950.
Are we calling fouls?
The foul thing. Who's the referee? Fouls. What is the implication for a fourth or a fifth foul? You can't just have 15 fouls. Like, you can't do that. So at some point, there's got to be a penalty.
Like an extra free throw or something
like that.
Yeah,
like a free throw. Like, there's got to be some kind of implication if you're fouling the guy repeatedly. So, Pop, like, there's a lot, but we got to play ball. I mean, what you're describing sounds a little funky. Like, we're going to play basketball, but we got some stuff to sort out. Pop, you know what I'm saying, my man?
No, I do know what you're saying, and it is playing basketball. It just gets away. It takes away from like the sort of like the sloppiness, and it's even safer because you're not chasing loose balls. You're not chasing.
Yeah, but that's part of the stamina thing that we both have to prepare for because that's basketball. You know what I don't want this to look like? I'll give you for instance. You know, in college football, when it's the end of a tie game, and then the ball is just placed at the 25-yard line. Like, here's the ball on the 25-yard line, and like, wow, you've had this game, but now it looks like a different game. Like, sort of a different game.
We've all seen one-on-one games. We want it to look like a one-on-one game.
Yeah, I mean, let's ball it up.
If y'all look up the next chapter, it's the perfect rules for one-on-one.
All right.
It's the perfect rules for one-on-one, and I think you're going to win because I don't think he can make buckets. Everybody keeps saying he's bigger and he's going to win basketball because he's bigger. He's strong. He's fat. He thinks he's just going to back you down and just – it forces him to make buckets. If he goes to the lane and misses the layup, that's on him.
Look,
that's
Pop,
the thing.
I think you can make buckets better than he can.
Pop, the thing that's crazy is I don't think he looks at it like he can back Joe down in the lane and win that way. He doesn't even view himself like that sort of basketball player.
Yeah.
He views himself as an outside, hey, I'm going to, air it out.
You know what type of players typically are big guys that play on the outside? Soft players.
You're not wrong.
And Ruben.
It's true.
Unless you're Dirk and you got a great shot. And Ruben, what did I say 2-3 months ago? And it drove Devin nuts because I said it a million times. There's a soft underbelly to Jack's whole thing.
There may be.
I mean,
you may be right. You might be right,
Riven. You're starting to, the worm is turning in your mind on who's going to win this thing. I can see Amara's
come over
brain.
To the dark side, Riven.
I'm keeping my mind very open.
All right, Pop. I love your call, buddy. Give me an answer. Who or what surprised you?
I didn't think of an answer because I'm at work. But Hammer and Five, man. Y'all got it.
Thanks, buddy. Pop, stay well, man. Appreciate that. If I get it in five, Ruben, it'll be like the Phillies versus the Astros in 80. And I take it in
same
five.
Thing. Same type of series, the level of play, the excitement.
No doubt.
Tight. All right, let's listen to, there was a lot said on the afternoon show yesterday, including Spike talked about how tennis ended. Let's listen to Spike on how tennis was resolved.
I got to give the camera credit on this one. Match point, he cooks you with an ace. And a strong
wow, that was impressive. So, you know.
It's impressive.
Look, and Ruben, I said this
it
earlier.
It was impressive.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it was, that was, you blistered it past him.
I'm trying
he
not.
I don't even know if he got his racket up. Like, it was like the ball was past him before he was like even ready to hit it. I'm not kidding.
It was pretty impressive. He tried one earlier, just missed. It was long. And then he zipped one in there. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the entire crowd lost their mind. We were just like, oh, my God, what did we just see? Yeah.
And Rhea, like, and again, this isn't me. Like, I know I could have done that the whole time. I'm being honest.
The minute you said that. But your coach said it at the end.
Yeah, Coach Harris said it too.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, the basic strategy was, because obviously, and when I say every time, I'm not going to get it in every time, but the basic strategy was this. Make him make the mistake. So just hit it in and then let him hit it out. And our basic strategy, and like if you notice, I didn't serve hard on first serves except for the two times, right? The whole match. And the basic strategy was I have a better chance to lose if I serve hard on first serves and lend it myself to double faults from time
sure,
to time.
Yeah, sure, put yourself in a position to even
to double fault.
You went to the analytics there.
I did.
You went to the analytics.
You know what's amazing? Whole set, neither of us double faulted. He didn't double fault.
I was shocked by that.
He didn't double fault.
I was shocked he didn't double fault. It blew me away.
But part of it's because he was throwing like a 35-mile-an-hour fastball.
He was hitting it soft. Yeah, he was hitting it soft. Which was the right move by him. He was prioritizing getting it in.
You know why, James? Because that's the level player, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw what you did there.
Rube, you're so afraid sometimes to laugh on the air.
And you're zinging him.
It's just every once in a while.
I like the zings.
What I got to do here is remind him. And I got to remind him of this.
Bang!
And I got to remind.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And in for the rest of this competition?
Can't wait!
Now, those are my words, but let's hear his words. Fritz yesterday on what went down.
It was a super, super disappointing effort from me, and it was a very impressive showing from Joe to Cameron. Listen, first on Joe, I want this to be clear, because I know you look at him, and you look at the resume, and the way that he talks, and the whole beat the hammer thing, and you think, dork, 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 dork. Believe me, I've been there. I understand it. He's pretty coordinated, and he was good at tennis today. I don't know how else to say it. Golf was a total meltdown on me. That was me losing it. I just psyched myself out in a way that I hadn't done in a long time. That was disappointing. And now I'm faced with being down 2-1 heading into running and basketball. Now, you know, we'll see how basketball goes. But on tennis, like, he was good at tennis.
Right, let me just say this, because I do appreciate his kind words. I do. He said one thing in there that's not accurate, and he's been doing this for a month now. He keeps acting like he lost Goff just because of the meltdown on the 10th hole. Dude, you were down 3-0 in the first five holes before the meltdown even occurred. An hour later.
That led to the meltdown.
Well, yeah, but it also led to overtime. Like, there would not have been overtime if he had his ass ready to play in the beginning. But I came out freaking firing.
Yeah, but you
know, I get no credit for it. I played well in golf for a good stretch of golf. He acts like he lost golf. That's part of it. That's not all of it. And by the way, if he didn't huff in that one time I was hitting a shot to win the hole on a putt, I probably would have made it. We never even would have had overtime. So I just want to put that, because he does way too much on he lost Goff the meltdown. It's like, yeah, but there was the first five holes. The first five holes, Ruben, I had a putt on all five holes to win the hole. I made three of them. I missed two of them. Like, the first five holes, I had a putt to win the hole.
So he didn't dominate golf, obviously.
And not
he's,
at all.
He's making it sound like he did
Correct.
Dominate golf,
he's
which
got
he
a,
did not.
He's got a better swing. He does. He can hit it further. He can. He did. But he didn't.
No, that's not golf.
If you played golf,
you got to do everything.
If you played golf 10 times, how many times I think would he win?
I think he would win 7 or 8 of the 10 times. Yeah.
But so he's a better golfer.
I think he's a better golfer.
He just did not play.
But you know what
well.
I don't think he's better at? I don't think he's a better athlete. Hence the competition.
Yeah.
One more time, let me say this. And let me say, ball's in his court if he wants to bend the knee.
Wow.
Let's listen to Al Morgani. Wow. Al came in with an Uzi yesterday. Not literally. I don't want anyone to think we're talking postal here, okay? We're all friends. But Al, He took Jack out to the woodshed, like that kid took Old Yeller out to the woodshed, minus the Uzi or the rifle.
It's a pretty appropriate analogy.
All right. This was Al. I was proud of Al. Here's something he said.
I feel for your family, for your, why can we take it down?
Wow.
I mean,
why?
Your wife's going to go to the supermarket and look sideways. People looking at her like, oh, your guy. What did he do?
She'll be fine. Everyone will be fine.
She'll tell you she's fine, but she won't have the same sparkle in her eyes when she looks at her hero.
That was gone a while ago.
Oh,
wow.
Lord.
Wow, Walker's got a DeCamera poster on his wall.
I mean, the worst part, now you let DeCamera show up like the conquering hero.
Yeah.
All he had to do is hit the ball over the net. There was nobody on the other side.
Walker's gonna say, can I be Little Hammer?
Wow.
Bang!
Wow.
DeCamera!
Wow.
That was deep.
There was a lot. Which, by the way,
he went to the family.
Well, the sparkle in her eye and when she looks at him.
Smokes. I did something similar last week, and I got all offended. I'm like, hey, wait, we didn't get offended when Al said
that. That was way worse.
We're obviously
Al can be vicious. Don't buy that nice guy veneer on him.
Of course, we're all just kind of joking around. James, what are you thinking here?
So I have an official announcement that I would like to make because you have asked me this question. Yeah, I do. I have an official announcement.
Okay.
Yes. At 8:53 or 8:54, whatever, on this Thursday after the tennis competition.
Thursday, August 7th.
And you have asked me so many times going in, am I the favorite if I'm up 2-1? I'm like, no, you're not. Like, you're going to lose running. It's 2-2. I still believe it's 2-2. Mm-hmm. After yesterday, after hearing Jack, the post-player stuff, the whole thing, after watching you yesterday, I am here to say for the first time in this whole competition, I think you're going to win.
Thank you.
If I had to bet my life on this competition, goodness. If I had to, I would bet on Joe DeCamera to win.
I appreciate that.
For the first time.
I appreciate that. And I told you going into yesterday, goal one was to win yesterday. Goal two was to convince people of what you just expressed.
You got me, dude. I am.
Welcome to the team,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, for real. Like, I think you're going to win. I actually think you're going to beat him in basketball. Well, in my core, I believe that you are going to find a way, whatever it is, whatever it takes, you're going to find a way to win basketball.
Well, we'll do that poll tomorrow. Like, who's going to win overall? We'll do that poll. And I'm also curious to redo at some point the who are you rooting for poll. Because I wonder if, John, his approach. Like,
I'm not convinced he doesn't bend the knee.
Like, well, he's not going to bend the knee.
Wow.
Spike, really? would literally.
All but.
He'd be off the show.
You're right.
He would be. He would be.
If it weren't for Spike and Ike, I do think he might consider this.
I think he wants out.
You said it yesterday.
I don't think,
I agree. I think if there were no repercussions to it, if he could just be done with this, I think he would stop immediately.
That says something about his competitiveness.
Yeah.
See, as an athlete, that's the very first thing that we think about when I evaluate athletes is their competitiveness.
Yeah.
If that's really the case, I feel badly for him.
Here's the way I'd frame it.
I agree.
Ruben, I think he wants to
Surprising.
Win, but I don't think he is prepared to do what you got to do to prepare to win. And I don't think there's something missing, I think.
Interesting.
John, if you were his teammate, I think, back in football days,
Understand the right? approach. Yeah, he needs a lot of, like, guys need to take him aside.
And look, hey, I really man. Do.
His camp needs to take him in and say, hey.
And look, they've been trying.
Are you committed?
They've been trying.
Are you committed?
But I will say this. One of the goals I've had in this process, and I'm not kidding, I do want to help, because he's a good kid. I really love Jack, and I want everyone to buy Jack's book. But I want to put some hair on his chest.
That's a serious challenge.
I do.
That's more of a challenge than the competition.
I want to
just toss.
I want to help him grow up.
I'm surprised people are not reacting to what you just said.
Well,
you want to put hair on his chest.
Let's get this guy through puberty.
Wow.
That's a gauntlet.
Wow.
There's a gauntlet. This might have gone a little too far to where this is now famous last words. Man.
Bend the knee.
We might have crossed the line.
Do you
want
to bend the knee? And then he drops to do you want to go to
puberty?
Then we've gone to puberty.
I'm just saying. Here's what I'm saying. James. You can act like a man!
You went veto on him.
Put that audio on the afternoon show. All right. Back with more. Just having some fun. By the way, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. We got a lot happening today. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, what's your reaction to me being up 2-1 in the competition? Is it A, surprised, B, shocked, or C, you expected it? Second poll question, do you think the Eagles should play Jalen at any point in a preseason game? Yes or no. Back with more of the afternoon show audio plus your calls on 94 WIP.
You know, John and I do not endorse a company lightly. I've personally used Window Nation for several jobs at my homes. And that's why I trust Window Nation. They were just ranked number one by Forbes for best window installation companies, and you cannot get a better seal of approval than that.
You're right, Rhea. I've used them at my house as well, and right now they are offering 50% off all window styles. But here's the game changer. You can put zero down, make zero payments, and pay zero interest for 2 years. You could get beautiful new windows now and not pay a dime until 2027.
This is their most popular deal for a reason. So think about it. Your home is more comfortable and beautiful immediately with installation done in just one day. But you got to act now because this incredible offer ends on August 31st.
Don't wait. Join the 3 million windows they've already installed for happy customers. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or schedule your fast free estimate online at windownation.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.